Welcome to another episode of When a Guy Has a Really Fucked Gender. As always, I'm your host, Jolene, and I've got returning guest, returning champ, Lynn of Make the Golf Course into a Public Sex Forest. Lynn, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm very excited to be back here today, feeling a little blah because it's getting dark right at 4. But that's the way it goes. That's where
right.
We're at.
That's a good reminder for me to turn on my my sun lamp, you know. My mom bought me one years ago and I never used it, and then at my last doctor's appointment my doctor scolded me for being too pale. So I figured
like one of the like but not like one of the like happy lamp, like super super intense ones, or just like a
It's pretty intense. I don't know.
Yeah. Those are like, I've never gotten in the habit of using one, but I've like meant to. But the one time I tried, I think I did it every day for like 2 weeks, and I just felt like I was just like jacked for the first like 2 or 3 hours of the day. I think my body never acclimated. It was intense.
All right. Interesting. Okay. Well,
anyway.
Speaking of public sex forests. One of the books that we were talking about today, we're talking about a couple different books today that are loosely connected, I guess, just in the sense that we're both fans of them. One of those books has quite a number of public sex forests. I'm speaking of Stars in My Pocket Like Grains of Sand, by Samuel Delaney, which is a book I read recently. And was like super excited about, and so I wanted to talk to someone about it. I don't know how much we're going to talk about that one because I know you didn't get a chance to revisit it. We're also going to be talking a lot about Joanna Russ, who's a sci-fi author that was friends with Delaney. One of the books that we're talking about has a introduction by Delaney. I don't know if do you have the edition of We Who Are About To that has the Delaney introduction?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I was just remembering that was in there because that's like obviously a good start or a good starting off point if we're gonna have this be kind of like the Russ Delaney episode.
I think that that introduction is great. It's really interesting. I really like the direction that Delaney wants to go with We Who Are About To specifically and Russ. It fits with some of the other stuff that I know we're going to be talking about. I do also, there's a really funny part of that introduction. I don't know if you remember it, but Delaney tells a story about Russ when she was a professor going to like a dance that was like an all-woman dance that was being held by like the lesbian feminist undergrads at the university that she taught at. And he's relating this story like secondhand from a woman who was there. And in the story that he quotes, the woman says Russ was 6 feet tall at the dance. And Delaney like weirdly like makes it a point to be like, Russ was actually only 5'10". But clearly this discrepancy is a result of her stature, the way that she carried herself. Which is very funny and a very sweet sort of sentiment, but I think he's forgetting about in that anecdote it clarifies that that Russ was there with Russ's date to this dance was a butch, and that Russ was there sort of like en femme, whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? And so my assumption for the height discrepancy is that she was probably wearing heels, right? Which is, it's just a very funny, I feel like that sort of sums up actually kind of a little bit of what's going on in Stars in My Pocket, like Grains of Sand, or at least one of the things that's going on there, which is, so much of that book is about cultural norms and variability and the way that's sort of being kind of embedded in one culture affects how you interact with other cultures, and right, so much of the bulk of that book feels like one guy just kind of being like hammering on that over and over again and just being like, you know, like, yeah, I nodded, which on my planet, you know, on the area of the planet that I live on, and there's 6,000 planets and, you know, who knows how many different regions on all of those. You know, this means this, but I have no fucking idea what this might mean to the person, you know, I'm talking to. There's a fun moment. There's so many fun moments in Stars My Podcast. I don't want to get too into talking about the minutia of things, but there's like, there's just some really fun stuff. But yeah, I don't know where do we want to start? Should we start with We Her About To?
Yeah, I feel like, well, here, let's start with We Her About To as far as our actual discussion, but I was going to say, since I feel like I was joking with you about how this episode would basically just be when Joanna Russ has a really fucked gender, but obviously Delaney as well, so I have a good kickoff quote from us. This is actually from On Strike Against God, which is Joanna Russ's only non-sci-fi novel. And it's just about kind of like a repressed academic who's like slowly realizing that she's a lesbian. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. But I figure maybe I'll kick us off with this quote and then we can dive into We Are About To, because that will connect really well as well. But since your traditional, obviously, question for the podcast is how do you describe your gender? I figured we would ask that question of Russ. And here's one answer you might get from her, or at least her kind of thinly veiled autobiographical character. After having talked about the like kind of like experience of growing up as a child, as a girl, and like seeing her mom's just kind of like wasted potential and not a lack of fulfillment in the life that she was living, then she grows in this great, great rant, which I love. It's right towards the beginning of the book. I'm not a woman. Never, never. Never was, never will be. I'm a something else. My breasts are a something else breasts. My really rather spiffy behind is a something else's behind. My something else's face with its prophetic thin bones, its big sunken eyes, my long, long bones, my stretched out hands and feet, my hunched over posture all belong to a something else. I have a something else's uterus and a clitoris, which is not a woman's because nobody ever mentioned it while I was growing up, and something else's straight, short hair, and every 25 days blood comes out of my something else's vagina, which is a something else doing its bodily housekeeping. This something else has wormed its way into a university teaching job by a series of impersonations which never ceases to amaze me. For example, it wears stockings. It smiles pleasantly when it's called an honorary male. It hums a tune when it's told that it thinks like a man. If I ever deliver from between my smooth, slightly marbled, something else thighs a daughter, that daughter will be a something else until unspeakable people, like my parents or yours, get hold of it. I might even do bad things to it myself, for which I hope I will weep blood and be reincarnated as a houseplant. I do not want a better deal. I do not want to make a deal at all. I want it all. They got to my mother and made her a woman, but they won't get me. Something else's of the world unite. Do you think Jean might be a something else? That's the end on it. Jean is like her, like 12 years younger grad student associate that she's realizing that she's falling in love with.
Hell yeah. This goes so hard. Fuck. I need to read On Strike Against God.
Yeah, you'll love